earth, sky.
We have many different sectors, many different human activities, many different needs in the Arctic, including the indigenous people that live there. But we don't really have a method or a system or a plan for conservation and sustainable development.
You're listening to David Monsma of the Aspen Institute, a nonpartisan think tank based in Washington, D.C. In early 2011, the Aspen Institute and Prince Albert II of Monaco Foundation released a final report and recommendations of a commission on Arctic climate change. The report's title is The Shared Future.
And so the major discovery is that we need a cohesive, integrated plan for the Arctic, a conservation and sustainable development plan, as we refer to it.
Monsma said leaders in science, business, and the environmental movement made up the commission that prepared the report, with funding in part by Shell. The report says the Arctic is being transformed by rapid change. The report suggests these changes will lead to unprecedented challenges in how the Arctic is protected and governed. One idea, said Monsma, is creation of something like a Google Arctic, that is, an open-source, transparent network for sharing news between scientists, Arctic people, and the rest of the world.
There are areas in the world where we've been able to connect communities to be able to understand changes, and transparency is the key.
More at our website, EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.